Things are beginning to hot up at work, with patients being admitted with, to be screened for coronavirus, but who quite clearly have it. Who, if their screen comes back negative, then we'll just repeat it because we won't believe it. It's just sad seeing people coming back from stag weekends in the Czech Republic, people who've been off on holiday to the Caribbean, and even just mums, stay-at-home mums who've caught it somehow via their kids, mum with special needs kids who might have caught it by his carers. It's just it's everywhere. It's absolutely everywhere. And Friday coming back from work was exceptionally frustrating because I came back at school pickup time because I'm trying to work full time whilst having part-time childcare solutions, and working more than full time, and coming back on my normal commute. My goodness, it was busy. It was just full of boomers, basically. Bless them. It was like they were preparing for Christmas. It's like, this isn't Christmas, people. This isn't Christmas. And it's not going to be fun. It's not Christmas without the decorations. This is really real, and it's here, and it's everywhere. And they could die from it, and so could I. So could any of my colleagues, so could you. This is really, really serious with 800 Italians dying yesterday. That's just unbelievable. And the upstroke of the curve that they're on in terms of daily occurrences is just unbelievable. And very, very frightening. But in the NHS, we are planning really, really hard. The tsunami is coming at us outside London. But in London, it's well already hit. And, ITUs are already overwhelmed. But we are doing great planning. We're working really hard. And the NHS is here for you, and it's here for everybody. But it's very, very frustrating seeing people in pubs and bars and restaurants and not socially distancing. Very, very frustrating. But fortunately, I mean, although I came back about 10 o'clock last night from work, things were much, much, much quieter than usual, which was very much more reassuring. I'm just trying to recuperate today, ready to go back tomorrow, and just trying to help the kids to understand that that we love them so much, and they're really important to us. What they actually see with our actions is that work comes first. So trying to protect them from this psychological damage of the whole thing is tricky. By the grace of God, we'll get through this. And the NHS is here for everybody. And at least in the NHS, at the end of it, we'll still have our jobs, our employment, our mortgages paid, and we won't have lost our own businesses or our employment or half our employees or be crushed under lack of income in self-employment and a whole load of red tape to get through to get some financial relief and assistance. We're very grateful for a lot of things, and this is really pulling us together. We're in the true downwinds of the storm that are coming. We're in the very breezy bit at the moment outside London, and just waiting for the storm to hit, and it's going to come in the next couple of days, I think. Over and out for now. Lots of love. Bye.